aspects that he admits that I believe to our sugya. A few more nekudos, some loose ends in terms of the klalim, parameters of Hida Mitzvah at Shlish, and then some Yom at the end for Shavuos. We'll see, it may also connect a little bit to the Yerushalmi that we'll reference in Peah. Okay, so we saw yesterday, I'm shocked, no? Then, suddenly.
It's hotter outside.
Yeah, okay. All right. So we saw two basic shitas here and various nafkaminas between them, just to go over again quickly. How to understand what the Gemara is telling us of Hida Mitzvah, Shlish B'Mitzvah. We have what Rashi says, and we have the Pshat of Tosus, and we have a lot of details within each of these Perushim. Rashi says that we're talking about a case of a person who is has an opportunity to buy a chefetz of a mitzvah, like a Sefer Torah, at a higher price, and it's more mehuder. So that's where we say, Ad Shlish M'chuyev, to buy the more mehuder chefza. Rashi has a case of Sefer Torah, it's a little bit mashma, that a gadol is also mehuder by Sefer Torah, and that would be the halacha about shlish. Tosus disagrees with the fact that Tosus says another pshat, so everyone explains that Tosus felt that that is not correct, that there'd be no chiyuv, and they explain because ein l'dav b'sof, you're always going to find more and more and more, and then we're back to the question of the Gemara, that you're left with nothing. So therefore Tosus sets up the pshat, the bing b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, that we're talking about a case where the chefza shel mitzvah, Tosus calls it an esrik, could be that's bedavka by esrik, that's what the Yom Shel Shlomo holds, the Magen Avraham disagrees, it's true by any chefza shel mitzvah, but we have a shear that's a minimum shear, Tosus calls it an egos, and then you could have another one, which is a bigger shear. And now we have the din of Ad Shlish. Now here too we have all kinds of nuances according to the way the words read in Tosus, and the Mashah took it that way in the Chiddush Agadas. We're talking about not about money, but about a bigger size. However, the way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, the way it's Mashma and many of the other Makoros that we saw, Talmud Ben Utam, and many other sources, is that even within Tosus, the Pshat has to do with adding money, Ad Shlish, in terms of the value, but in terms of getting a bigger size esrog, so then you would be mechuyev to pay at shlish the cost of what the minimum size esrog is. The minimum size esrog Tosfos says was an ego. So the way the Beis Yosef understands it, it's lav dafka the sheet of egos. That's Rav Meir's shita. Rav Yehuda holds beitza. So that's we saw also come out mefurish in a number of makoros that not like the Marik who thought that Tosfos is bedafka talking about an esrog which is. An egos, which is mamash not a mehuder, and that was the extent of this halacha. No, it's true by any esrog, whatever the shita will be in the Tanayim, that you would have the minimum shear, so then the halacha would dictate that you have to pay ad shlish, let's say now in money, to get a bigger size, and then it ends with that. That's the halacha, and there's no other halacha in Hida Mitzvah ad shlish that Rashi would have. The Bi'ar Lacha was machadish, that there would be a halacha Tosus would agree with. If you have a situation where you might not be yotzei the mitzvah according to all the shittas, and you can pay an ad shlish in order to be mekayim the mitzvah l'chol hadeis, that would also go into the din lefi shittas hatosus. That's a chiddush of the Bi'ar Halacha. But l'maisa, that which Rashi holds, that would not be a halacha at all based on this Gemara. Both shittas are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, the Magen Avraham takes Tosus not just by Esrog, it could be by Shofar, it could be by other Inyanim as well. The Svara for why you mechuyev to pay at Shlish according to Tosus, says the Mishneh Berurah, based on that one line of the Beis Yosef, is because Shem Yismait Mishiro and you won't be Yotzei. So that obviously is true not just by Esrog, it's true by the other things as well, like the Magen Avraham said. And that's the Inyan of Hida Mitzvah at Shlish according to Tosus. Are you mechuyev to swap, to exchange, once you bought it already? Is it only mutz in the beginning, or even kana? So the way Tosus holds, it's clear that it would seem, even though the rush in one place sounds like it's only, the rush here sounds like matzah, but the pashtus, the choice is kana, and that's the way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. So even after the fact that you bought it, but if you can exchange it at shlish, to be able to get something bigger than a beitza, then you're mechuyev to do that. It makes sense, because otherwise you might not be yotzei, it could shrink. Within Rashi, there's a hoshayla. Rashi talks about a case where you have, right now you're about to buy one chevetz of the mitzvah, and the other one is more mehuder, and Rashi says you should pay out shlish to get the better one. Good, that's initially. What would be if you already bought it? So that's a big shayla. The Beis Yosef is medayik in Rashi that would not go into this halacha of Hida Mitzvah Shlish. And the Gra disagrees, and the Gra is Medayka from the Yerushalmi that we'll get to in Peah. That's Mashma even after the fact that Rashi would also require it. We give a bit of a hesber why you would say, according to Beis Yosef, that you're not mechayiv afterwards, because the halacha of Shlish is halacha in terms of the way you're mekayim the mitzvah, the way you're terech for the mitzvah. So therefore, it goes into, it could be it's only a definition of halacha when you're now about to do the mitzvah. So then mechayiv terech at Shlish to do it in a more mehudar fashion. Once you have it already, you have it. Okay, what we have to do. What left in the sugya is two things, and then we'll go back, you know, and see maybe the Shalmi and Peah and some other inyanim. The Shir Shlish is a Shalom the Gemar Milgav and Milvar. It means 33% or 50%. Just for thinking, we asked yesterday, how would that work according to the Pshat of Tosfos if you were like the Marsha? So if it means that not about money, but about size, Mestama will have to mean 50% of the size. The only problem is that Masha gives a mashal of a case of a lulav over the hadah. So that's mamish, a case of milgav. Good. So that mashal wouldn't be good. But Mestama, the Gemara would be the same way. Milgav and milavar. In other words, the percentage of how much bigger the esrig has to be. But the pashtus is the way Shulchanach brought that even Kodetosis, we're talking about money. So is it how much more money in Mukhiv to pay? 33% or 50%? Take. Okay, so now we have to figure out take. So are we go like chomer or go kula? And again, do we go at Rashi, do we go at Tosfos? But either way, is it milgav and milvar? How much I'm in mechuyev? When I'm mechuyev, how much I'm in mechuyev? The Rush says that we go the kula. The Rach we'll see soon inside says we go l'chumra, so says the Ran and Sukkah, we go l'chumra. What's this depending on? The Beis Yosef, the Puch Harifta, and the Rush, they say it's a Safik Drabanan l'kula. Safik Drabanan l'kula. So what does that mean? So we had two suggestions on what that means. This is going to obviously enter into a larger discussion. We'll have Mitzvah Shabbat to see other Gemaras and other Rishonim on this question. But the fundamental question is, Zekeli Van Veyu, the Din of Hida Mitzvah, is it Daraisa Zerabban? Is it a Nasmachta or is it a real Drasha? So if it's a real Mitzvah Daraisa, then Safik Daraisa L'chumra. If it's a Drabbanan, Smachta B'Yalma, then Safik Drabban L'kula. That would be one way to understand the question. And there is, in fact, a machokas about this issue. But then we suggested another possibility. Maybe that the etzem chiyuv of hida mitzvah might be deraisa. But maybe what he means by derabanan would be what? What's the derabanan? The halacha, but shlish, it's derabanan, the chamul koveya. The Torah didn't give a shir. The Torah has a lot of mitzvahs where there's no shir. Truma, you can give a chitachas. The chacham established the shir of echad mi'arboim, echad mi'chamishim, echad mi'shishim. He, the mitzvah, the Torah said, you know, whatever, you know, there's no mechiyuv beyond whatever, maybe smallest amount, there's no shir b'deraisa. The chacham will kovei at shlish. No, the shair is within the chachamim stakana at shlish. Megav milvar, that's the drabban. Could also be the ish. Yeah.
We're talking about then that the chacham are only taking away your mitzvah if you're giving more than shlish?
No, that we're going to get to just a minute. That's the last shlab of the sugya that we're going to get to today in the implications of halacha, that last in Marava Amri. I'm going to get to that. Mikan ve'elach. That's mamish, the last piece of the sugya that we have to look at, that we haven't done yet. That's the two last loose ends that we have to deal with before we get to back to the Yerushalmi. You know, the take of the Gemara, and then the Marava Amri, and what comes out of that. So it could be that the issue of Chumra Kula could also be a shav not deraisa drabanan on the din hida mitzvah, but on the din of atzlish. That's some achronim I think are clearing like that as well. We also found in the Yam Shel Shlomo a different twist. It discusses the question of Milgav and Milvar. There's one line I found over here. Umasik shlish milgav or shlish milvar teiku kasef harash shlish milgav kiven de lodifshe to abaya. That's the rush. But Tema says Yam Shel Shlomo. This all that same Yam Shel Shlomo that we've been quoting a number of things from Chav Dalet. The Tema me'achas shel hu speker de oraisa as linam lechumra. His assumption is a speker de oraisa. So he asks, how can the rush pass in lekula? The efshe shehu savar de ein ze de oraisa me'acha she'eino mitzvas asei rak mitzvah bi'alma lahadir ha-mitzvah. What does he mean here? The efshe shehu savar de ein ze de oraisa me'acha she'eino mitzvas asei rak mitzvah bi'alma lahadir ha-mitzvah. Doesn't sound like he's saying that the whole din of the mitzvah is an asmachta, the pasuk is an asmachta, the whole din is drabban. And it's not what the words are saying. He's saying some of a different nuance. Efshah shehu savar de'ein ze d'oraisa me'achar she'eino mitzvah sa'asei rak mitzvah bi'alma. So you have to know exactly what he means, but the ruach hadvar, the spirit of what he's saying is that it's a klal within safek d'oraisa l'chumra. Safek d'oraisa l'chumra is on a din d'oraisa, that's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. Hita mitzvah is an inyan mid'oraisa, to be mahadda the mitzvah. But you can't call it a mitzvah sa'asei. It's not that it's the whole thing is a drabbanan. The whole invention of Hita mitzvah is drabbanan. There is something on the inyan of Hita mitzvah that's a d'oraisa, but you wouldn't call it a mitzvah sa'asei. It's an inyan, you could say, that the Torah is telling us to mahadda the mitzvah. On an inyan that the Torah wants you to do, mid'oraisa, there's no kal safek d'oraisa l'chum. That's the knetch that I think I see in the Yamshul Shlomo. And there's another knetch I saw in one of the Achronim, the Birkas Avram, different knetch. He says, maybe the bar is like this. La'olam hi the mitzvah is d'oraisa, but we won't say Savak d'oraisa l'chumra for the following reason. Because Savak d'oraisa l'chumra is not a function of whether there's a chiyuv mid'oraisa versus d'rabbanan. So then you go l'chumra mid'oraisa. It's a function of whether it be a bittul mitzvah mid'oraisa. So if the price of not doing it would mean a mevatel mitzvah, maybe it's sort of a little bit similar to what we're saying in the Yamshul Shlomo, but from a different angle. You hear it again. If at stake is a bittul mitzvah, then safek d'oraisa l'chumra that you shouldn't be mevatel mitzvah. So if you have a mitzvah that if you do it, you're mekayim, and you're not doing your mevatel mitzvah, that's subject to raisel chumra. Hider mitzvah can be the raisa, but you're namaisi and not the mitzvah because it's still of kiyum on the basic level. So, what are you going to say? You're mevatel, there's a zekeli. That goes maybe to the question of zekeli. Is a kolis the inyan, a mitzvah kolis of everything, or is it an aspect of each mitzvah? But certainly, if you see it as an aspect of each mitzvah, then the mitzvah is still mekuyim. In other words, the mitzvah has not been negated if you don't do the hider. So even if you tell me that you lack the hidur, but if you don't have a bitul mitzvah that as the price of not going to chumra, then there's no halacha of safek d'oraisa l'chumra. So again, what I'm trying to show you is that the issue here of going to chumra l'kula on this ish of this magadno var doesn't have to line up in a neat way in terms of whether hidur mitzvah is d'oraisa d'rabbanan. First of all, it could be tenna whether shulish is a d'oraisa d'rabbanan. That's one possibility. Or it could be even if you say that the shlish is also part of the din of hidur d'oraisa, but it doesn't automatically have to dictate except d'oraisa l'chumra, because maybe it's not a formal mitzvah sa'asei, it's an inyan, or maybe the way of saying now, it's not going to mean that not doing it is going to be a bittul mitzvah. These are all different ways to try to finesse the that doesn't have to line up in the most neat way. L'maisa, this is a machokis, whether hidur is d'oraisa d'rabbanan, and you have to look, we have to see what the shitas are. The Lashon and the Meiri here, just parenthetically, I was looking at the Meiri. The Lashon here is, if you look in the other places in the Meiri, but the Meiri by us says, La'olam yachazer adam b'mitzvus achar ha'hadur, lulav na'a, sukkah na'a, l'chein b'kulam, and so on. La'olam yachazer adam b'mitzvus. What does it sound like? What? It's like an Indian. I don't know. Or tachiyuv. What would you say? The lashon is another meiri in Shabbos. Meiri in Shabbos is the lashon. La'olam yehi adam mishtadeh lekaimis hamitzvah behidur ubenoi derech ha'ara amru zekeli vanveyu. There it's certainly more mashma. It's like yehi adam mishtadeh. Here maybe it's a little bit more stronger the lashon. Olam yechazer adam b'mitzvah. It's not muchach that it's d'oraisa either, but in Shabbos it's perhaps even less mashma. Maybe you could say it's a d'oraisa. It's an inyan. The Torah wants you to do it. It's a rasan haTorah. Didn't know exactly what the meiri means. Yes, Evan or Eitan, someone. Yeah.
I'm not reading.
Okay.
So then you are being mevatel.
Yeah, so that's a good side of that. So that maybe goes to the other chakira. But is hider mitzvah like a kiyum of a mitzvah, of inner court hider mitzvah? In other words, there's mitzvahs, and then there's kiyu, it's not like part of tayag, but I mean, kiyu, that'd be saying, there's another mitzvah klalis in the Torah called hider mitzvah. So anytime you do mitzvah behidur, you get credit for the mitzvah, and you get credit for this inyan nosaf that you makayim, you know, the inyan kazeka yivan veyu. Okay, if you say exactly like that, it's a very strong formulation, then there's a bitul on that inyan called Vekeri Vandei. More mistaber is not to say quite in such a strong language. Hider mitzvah, again, is not totally removed from the mitzvah, kilo, it's a whole separate inyan. It's an aspect, a detail within the mitzvah. How close is it connected? That already you can still start clarifying exactly. Is it mamish miguf ha-mitzvah? Is it sort of like over and above it? But it's shaykh to the mitzvah. It's not totally an independent idea. So when not going to chumrah will mean a bitul mitzvah, then you would say sarad reis l'chumrah. So we're saying the inyan hider mitzvah could be the reis, but tzibik asavam, it's not called sarad reis l'chumrah because at stake it's not a bitul mitzvah. It's just a bitul of this added aspect to do the mitzvahs behidur. Okay. Okay, the last part is the next couple of lines in the Gemara. The last line, basically, b'marava amri mishmei d'Rav Zeira. So in Eretz Yisrael, they quote name Rav Zeira the following statement: ad shlish mishalo, b'kan ve'elach mishal kadosh baruch. What lies in this statement? They quoted in Eretz Yisrael, ad shlish mishalo, up to a third mishalo from his own. What does it mean? So here too, we're going to see various perushim and the nafkaminas that come out of this. Rashi says, "Ad shlish mishalo, dahainu also shlish sheyosef behidur mitzvah mishalo." We talked about a shlish the mitzvah, whether it's in the Gav Melvar, we had a shayla, but this halach of shlish that you are mosif, that is mishalo. That means to say that there's no special schar that you're going to get in this world, because when you do what you're supposed to do, the schar is reserved for olam haba, la'asid lavo. So that's hayom la'asosam, velo hayom lito schara. That's shlish. Mikan ve'elach, if you're going to add for the hidah more than shlish, which apparently means you may do so, and you choose to do so, and that wasn't your obligation, you went over and above what hidah mitzvah would have demanded for you, yifrah la'kadosh baruch hu b'chayev. So then the schar you'll get is in this world, in olam hazeh. So it comes out, what this statement is doing is really basically saying the same thing as what we just said. The halacha is ad shlish. And therefore, whatever the halacha dictates gives you the schar